Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy! Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Galway Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Galway Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, feel the air coming in through your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you're picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you're holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float slowly down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float slowly back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands tight into a ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Relax and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flowing into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. And let your face and neck soften. And breathe in and out. Finally, you're going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let it go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and hold. And relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you're ready for our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Puppy Pickup. The little puppy darted in between and around the boy and girl's feet as they rushed around the kitchen. He was happy they were up and about on this beautiful morning. "Watch out, pal," they said. What Pal didn't know was why the boy and girl were rushing at all. This was the time of day that the puppy sat at their feet while they ate breakfast. Pal would relax as the boy rubbed his ears and the girl scratched his chin. Today was different. With a "see you later" and not nearly enough petting, the boy and girl walked out of the front door. The little puppy hopped up onto the couch to look out the window. Where were they going? Pal barked, trying to get their attention. The little puppy watched as the boy and girl walked along the sidewalk. Then the puppy barked so loud he fell backwards into the soft cushions on the couch. Pal popped back up and thought about the bags he had seen the boy and girl carry. He realized they were going to school. The little puppy whimpered for a bit and then decided to go explore the house. He wandered into the kitchen for a snack and saw the ball that the boy tossed for him to catch. Pal wandered into the family room and found the rope that he played tug of war with the little girl. Then the little puppy found the chair where the little boy and girl sat and petted him. Pal sighed. He felt lonely. It would be a long day without his friends. The little puppy took a deep dragon breath in and out. He felt a little better and hopped back up onto the couch. Pal took another deep dragon breath in and out. And looked out of the window again. The puppy took another deep dragon breath in and out. And heard a rumble outside. A city bus stopped and waited for passengers to climb aboard. Pal watched them and got an idea. Maybe he could ride the bus to school. The little puppy climbed out through the dog door and ran over to wait at the bus stop. As people arrived to wait for the next bus, they patted Pal on the head, commented how it looked as if he were waiting for the bus too. When the bus stopped, Pal got in line with the people and climbed up the steps. The people were a little confused, but they laughed. The driver said, "Well, we know where his stop is, so we'll just let him back off here. Maybe he just wants a ride." Pal wagged his tail happily as the bus pulled away. Then he began to sniff the air at each stop, seeing if there was any trace of the boy and girl. People patted Pal on the head as they left, and the little puppy wagged his tail happily. Finally, the door opened and Pal caught the scent of the boy and girl on the air. He climbed down the steps and hopped off the bus, right in front of the school, next to the forest. The bus driver decided that he would watch for Pal to see if he needed a ride back later on. But the little puppy seemed to know exactly where he was going. He happily sat outside the gate of the school and waited. He rolled a bit in the grass and tried to catch a passing fly. At the edge of the forest, the dragon peeked out at the school and noticed the eager puppy waiting. The dragon smiled and wished the puppy happiness and peace, then disappeared into the deep forest. Finally, the bell rang, and kids began to pour out of the building. Pal jumped up and down, excitedly barking. The boy and girl looked at each other as they approached the fence. "That sounds like Pal." Then they saw him. His tail wagged so fiercely that his whole bottom wagged with it. "It is Pal," they exclaimed. "How did you get here?" And they began their walk home, with Pal running from one side to the other. As they waited to cross the street, a bus slowly passed them. The bus driver was glad to see that the little puppy had accomplished his mission and cheered. Everyone on the bus waved to the puppy. Pal barked his hello as they passed. Seeing the reaction of everyone on the bus as it passed, the boy and girl looked at each other, puzzled. "Do you think Pal rode the bus to meet us?" The little puppy looked up at them with a huge grin on his face. "I suppose it's possible." And they continued on their way. As they reached their house, Pal eagerly climbed through the door. He stretched and opened his mouth wide in a great yawn. Now he was ready for a rest. He curled up on the couch in between the boy and girl. Pal was thankful he had figured out how to find the boy and girl. The little puppy was happy the bus driver and the other people had been so welcoming. Most of all, Pal was grateful to have his people back in the house. The little puppy hugged himself tight and then relaxed, wishing everyone happiness and peace, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. The little puppy rolled onto his back, hoping for a good belly rub. Pal took another dragon breath. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little puppy's mind quieted, and he drifted off to sleep, nestled in between his favorite people. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.